continue, committee. We're supposed to consider, to consider in the strategic plan report. And minutes. I think we'll only be able to deal within the next 2 hours, I think, with the report. And there are members who want to leave early. I want by the time they leave, at least we have concluded or finished. Maybe, sir, we have started with the meeting. At least we would have finished with the report. I'm going to start with the report, I think, on because the rest of, from page 1, page 2, we can only start on page 3, because page 1 and page 2 are things that we know, that were copied from the existing documents that you know. I would want us to start from page 3. That doesn't mean this was not copied. It was copied. It's just that it has, it must meet our satisfaction in terms of the way it is coined. If you agree with me that 1 and 2 is obvious, but if you don't, you can still start from page 1 and 2. And then follow us on page 3. Brenda, can I hand over to you?
No, I wanted to say I agree with your observation, Comrade Chair, your proposal.
Okay. Thank you.
Honorable members, good afternoon. Chair, with your permission, I would just like to bring on board those who were not part of the strat plan and just indicate how the strat plan was structured and how we came about to have this report in front of us. We had a facilitator from TIPS, that is Trade and Industrial Policy and Strategy Consulting Firm, with a lead facilitator who fortunately was part of EDD, that is Mr. Saul Levine, who really helped to ensure that the strategy was more focused on EDD-related issues and the work of the committee, which was then an advantage in terms of the discussions and fast-tracking the discussions during the first session. He was supported by two officials who were also from TIPS. We had a two-day session, one full day, which was really very... What English word can I use? Which had very important deliberations and the discussions informed by the members also. It was more of it was structured in such a way that it wasn't just a facilitator leading, but also questions that were engaging the members to think extensively on the issues being discussed. The report is therefore also compiled by TIPS, and it was presented to us, and their view was that if members are in agreement with what is captured here, then we would adopt the report as a true reflection of what came out of that two-day session. I will then proceed to the content of the report on page 3. The facilitator felt that we needed to first talk to the key documents that inform the work of the committee or that of economic development, So they did a presentation outlining the economic policy issues related to the State of the Nation address, that is highlighting issues that the President had highlighted in his State of the Nation address and how these issues were related to the work of economic development. They summarized the three economic policy issues in light of what the NDP was all about. They also looked at key issues around the new growth path and what it means and how it relates to the work of the committee and economic development. And we also looked at the industrial policy action plan. What was key in terms of these three issues was, one, what the three economic policy issues mean to us, and two, the alignment, and thirdly, a proper description of what how the language around what the NDP is. For instance, there was clarity in terms of the fact that the NDP was a national vision, and the NGP, which is the new growth path, should be looked at as a framework that is looking at the next 10 years, and the industrial policy action plan as a framework. The NDP was a vision that informs what the nation wants to achieve long term, and the new growth path as a framework in terms of how that vision is going to be achieved, and the industrial policy action plan as an action plan in terms of what will be done to achieve the objectives of the NDP and NGP. I'm highlighting those because there were discussions around that, what the NDP is and what it means and how the three are related, and the fact that it was important that members understand that these three are actually related. They do not talk to different things. That was then the presentation as an opening to guide the discussions of the strategic plan session. Now, if you go to page 4, then you will see on one of the paragraphs, that is paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, paragraph 6, where it describes really the link between the new growth path and the industrial policy action plan. I will just read that to ensure that we're in the same level of understanding. The facilitator indicated that the industrial policy action plan sought to build a competitive manufacturing sector with a strong growth and employment through a theme that features strongly in the new growth path as espoused by the job creation targets of 250,000 in the manufacturing sector in 2030. On page 4, this paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it the 7? Yeah. So that is just to indicate that in their presentation, really, they're trying to emphasize to the committee that we should not see the National Development Plan and the New Growth Path and the EPAP as talking to different issues, but rather aiming for the same economic objectives.
Is this not what we discussed and the ultimate outcome of our discussion, rather than the facilitators? Because I think they facilitated our discussion. So this is more of our document, because it was just facilitating our work. We were inputting in all this.
True, Chair, I would agree with that, because much as they gave the presentation, then through the deliberations or discussions by the members, there was clarity in terms of what is the understanding of the members with regards to the different issues there. And therefore, based on the agreement on what the members were saying, then it was captured as such. So indeed, as much as they started with the presentation, but the consensus captures what the members agreed on at the end. So going forward, we reckon that if we agree that this is a true reflection of the discussion, then the committee should have also the same understanding of what this document means, because that was the purpose. Then when you go to page 5, I think what came on strongly in closing that discussion of what the NGP and the NDP was, and which I feel I have to correct in this document, you will see that in the second paragraph of page 5, the author still talks to the NDP and the NGP and the EPAP as policy documents. We might have to correct that to indicate that it's not policies, but rather the respective documents. So I will correct that, because it was made clear that when we talk to these three documents, we should be clear that they are not policies. The next session was also looking at we felt that it was important that there is also a clear understanding or agreement in terms of what members understand to be the work of the economic development, the department, and the entities. So when you look at number 4, it was maybe just an introduction to indicate what the Economic Development Department and the entities is all about, and will not dwell much on that because it's also something that is known. So I will move on to page 6. The facilitator formulated some questions which were discussed by the committees, and I think we were quite okay with the questions that were structured by the facilitator, because we felt that they were also helping in terms of evaluating the work or the performance of a committee. We felt that it was also a way of just measuring the performance of the committee, the overall performance of the committee. And if the committee was to write a legacy report, probably some of the issues that came out of those questions as evaluation questions would help to formulate that legacy report. We addressed questions on the performance of the portfolio committee, how the committee would evaluate itself in terms of how it has performed over the years. We looked at achievements, we looked at the challenges, and if you look at page 6, for instance, it talks to some of the key challenges that the committee actually outlined or identified. Sorry, let me go back on page 6. We actually looked at the achievements, and the questions were, how would the committee actually define its impact? And then we said, let's rather categorize this by looking at the personal skills and capabilities of the committee, look at the effectiveness of the committee in terms of its oversight role, and look at its work around administration and see how it has performed around those three areas. Now, in terms of the achievements, looking at the personal skills and capabilities, you will see that in number 6, the committee was saying that it feels that it is now a very vibrant committee, which is an achievement. The committee has a common understanding in terms of what it should be doing, despite the fact that it consists of members from different parties, and we felt that that was really a key achievement. And that the committee throughout the years it had gained a greater experience in terms of understanding microeconomic issues, micro and macroeconomic issues. The committee also felt that a lot had been achieved in terms of trying to ensure that there was stability. Now, this was also felt on the back of the fact that this is a new committee, and if you look at what it has done, despite the fact that it was a newly established committee, really it had done well, and therefore the members should pat themselves on the back that it looks like looking at where the committee comes from, there has been a lot of stability and learning about the process. The meetings are sort of consistent. Now, what the facilitator did was also to look at scoring the committee, how it would score itself on a scale of 1 to 10, which is why you will see different graphs. The graphs would indicate how the committee performs in the different areas. That is the administration on personal skills and development and its effectiveness on oversight. Therefore, you will see the graphs when you get to page 7. Below the graph, you will also note that the committee did not just look at the scoring aspects, but it also looked at if the committee were to really show tangible or observable achievements, what are the things that it would highlight. Then on page 7, those were listed. For instance, it was said that the measure between Kula and South and BAMAF was as a result of a recommendation that was made by the committee. And the list is also indicated there. That is what the committee feels it has achieved over the years. I think it would be important for members to really look at that section, because if you were to be asked what are the things that we have done, and really pinpoint them, that's the area which you really use to indicate the work that we have done as a committee. We going to page 8, the committee looks at what the main challenges it experienced over the years. There were about 5 of the challenges listed which I would highlight. The first one was the issue of personnel and the skills capacity constraints. It was indicated that when the committee started, it didn't have enough or the correct caliber of support staff, which was making it difficult to do most of the work. And this was also coupled with the inconsistency of attendance in meetings. However, it was realized that over the years this was addressed. For instance, it was felt that there is now enough staff or support staff, and the meetings were being consistent and well attended by the members. The other challenge was the issue of not having adequate monitoring tools, which makes it difficult for the committee to follow up on some of the issues that are discussed during the meetings. And the other challenge was the issue of financial resources, which hindered the ability of the committee to carry its oversight duties. And it was indicated that has really impacted on the committee's effectiveness to be able to carry out its mandate or its role of oversight. The committee also indicated that one of the challenges was its limitation in terms of influencing the policies and programs of the department, especially on around SMMEs and cooperatives. Another challenge that the committee identified was they felt that there was a knowledge gap in relation to the understanding of macroeconomic issues, specifically on issues around the balance of payments and the trade policy. Honorable member, I think those challenges are also important to note, because if you are to formulate recommendations, it will really be around some of those challenges. For instance, if you say the knowledge gap between on macroeconomic issues, you might then recommend that there needs to be some form of training on those specific issues going forward. We then looked at also the risk, or we did a risk analysis. We looked at what would be the implications or the risk if the committee was really not carrying out or failing to carry out its mandate, or if the committee did not understand what its mandate was. And the risk was identified really as having implications also at national level, noting that if the committee failed to do its work or to understand its oversight role, it would really mean it would have failed the nation, because the issues of unemployment and poverty would not be fully addressed. So it was quite interesting for the members to interrogate themselves in terms of what they think would be the implication if they are not doing their work effectively. Also, the members felt that failure to perform will also have implications on the credibility of the committee as a whole, which should also be viewed as ways of financial resources by the public. We then went on to look at how the members viewed the relationship between the portfolio committee and the department. I'm on page 9. The main issue that was addressed there was to look at whether the committee understood what the department's role was and the department's mandate. So it was mainly an assessment of whether the members understood what the department was doing. So there was a discussion around that, what the members thought were the key roles of the EDD, and whether there was effective oversight in terms of what the committee is supposed to do in monitoring the work of the economic development department. It was indicated that it's important that the members assess the relationship between the departments, because if the relationship is really weak, it would also make it difficult for the committee to engage the department and to be able to get information, or to ensure that there is transparency by the department, which is why the issue of relationship was also really quite critical during the discussion. If you look at the last paragraph on page 9, the committee indicated that if they look at the relationship that it has with the department, indeed it was the committee has a good relationship with the department, but the concern was around the lack of transparency and information sharing from EDD. I'm also highlighting that point because probably in going forward, if you want to make recommendations, those are some of the areas that the committee might want to look at. The committee continued really to look, if you go to page 10, to look at what had been the limitations in terms of the committee being able to perform in some areas. I think that by the department, I mean, thank you, Chair. We looked at what had been the limitations that the department had, which were making it difficult to become more effective. The issue of staff turnover was highlighted as a concern, which really affected continuity in some projects. A key one example was given in using the issue of the DGs, that there have been a number of DGs or two DGs during the period that the committee, during the term of the committee, which therefore makes it difficult to really ensure continuity and also to ensure that there was solid established relationship between the committee and the ADD because of the constant change of staff. A good example also was the fact that the committee had raised issues around the structure, and the new DG had to really start afresh in terms of looking at this matter, whereas it wasn't a new matter, but the DG had left, had all this information. So this was making it difficult for the committee to ensure continuity on some projects, which is why then this was identified as a limitation. There was also a rating, and the department was rated 7 out of 10 in terms of how we view the relationship of the committee and the department. In my view, that it is not there. The areas of improvement were also identified, and I think that is also an area where the committee would want to look at if we are to formulate recommendations. That is areas where the department has to improve. For instance, the committee was saying EDD must increase its turnover on information requests. That is the questions that you ask the department. They should be more forthcoming in terms of giving a feedback on the issues. I think that is it on that area. Then we also went on to look at the overall performance of the department, and the committee felt that they could score the department 5 out of 10. That means it is performing, but there will still be areas of improvement. Now, I think also I should draw the members' attention on the last paragraph on page 10. Because it looks at which are the areas that the department really has been found to be weak, and areas which the department has been found to be strong. Now you will see that in terms of the scoring, if you look at the at figure 2, you will see that there are concerns. The committee raised concerns mainly on the HR issues, and I think that is a true reflection of what has been coming out in the discussions that the committee has been having with the department, the concerns around the staff turnover, and the fact that this would impact negatively on how the department performs if it is not addressed. The department was commended on its good work in terms of how it manages its finances, noting that also the audit reports concur with that. And it was commended also in light of the fact that it is a new department, but it doesn't have a qualified audit report. So if members were really to be asked as to how the department is performing and which areas it has done well on, that is the figure 2 would be able to assist in answering that question. There were areas of concern in terms of how the department functions, and that is indicated on page 11. Now, there was a list of areas that were identified as concerns, but I think the members wanted to prioritize those concerns in so that it would be easy really to also guide the department, because if you were to tell the department that they are not doing well on 10 issues, probably they will be confused. But going forward, the committee identified three areas which they recognized as important for the department to address. You will see those on page 12. The first one is the fact that the department needs to really improve its oversight role over the entities. I think there was a concern that the department has been focusing mostly on the work of IDC and FIFA, whilst much also needs to be done in terms of the work of the commission. The other one was to ensure the department needs to ensure that the mandate of the department is delivered, and that the department need to really come up with specific programs and projects that it needs to focus on. I think that I will be corrected on this one. On the third issue, the concern was that it would be quite good if the department had its own specific project that it could showcase instead of piggybacking on projects that are also done by other departments. So those were the key areas that we identified as issues that the department needs to address. We then went on to look at the impact of the work of the portfolio committee itself on the work of the department. I noted some members were saying it's difficult to sort of do an introspection of yourself. Questions are sort of asking how do the members view themselves in terms of what they are doing to assist the department. The committee indicated that it measured its impact really on the ability of whether the executive was implementing some of the decisions or the recommendations that they were giving them or recommendations. And generally, the view was that there was impact that the portfolio committee was making because some of the issues that were implemented by the department and the entities were as a result of the recommendations that are made by the committee. I think there was also sort of questions around whether the impact should be measured according to the oversight work of the committee to the department or the work that the committee does in terms of satisfying its constituencies, if I remember, but there was an agreement that let's look at its oversight role in terms of the mandate of what Parliament expects the committee to be doing in conducting oversight over the department and the entities. We then looked at whether the methods that are currently used for oversight as to whether or what those tools were. I think we looked at the different methods and tools, but also members went further to look at whether this was enough and whether the committee has been effective in terms of the different tools that they have been using. For instance, to say oversight role, have they helped what has been achieved as a result of the oversight visits that have been done. I also think the members could look at that 6.4 so that you would be able to make recommendations that to which areas do you really want to emphasize as tools for oversight to ensure that the committee becomes more effective. For instance, would you want to spend more time doing oversight visits, or would you want to spend more time calling the department to come and make reports? Would you want more research provided in order to be able to make the work easier? That's just my personal view. On page 13, I think I have addressed the first part of page 13, which was really looking at whether should we measure the impact in terms of what the committee is doing for its citizens or for the department. On the latter issues on page 13, I think we looked at the areas of fair improvement in terms of saying what are the things that need to be done to ensure that the committee improves on its work. For instance, if you look at 6.4.1, the committee was saying it had been noted that there are no follow-ups on the issues that are presented by the entities. And that was as a result of a lack of a checking system which caters action items that the committee is to follow up on. To give an example, if maybe an entity is assigned to provide certain input or certain feedback, there is often no follow-up to ensure that indeed that feedback or input is provided to the committee. It's more like you keep going on without really making taking stock of what was outstanding. And it was recommended that probably now the content advisor with the researcher and the secretary would develop a system or a mechanism that would ensure that we keep track of outstanding issues and the members are able to follow up on this in following up with the entities. There was also a recommendation that there is a need to develop skills and knowledge on certain areas. Those are identified in 6.4.2, like the improvement in the use of IT, such that members can receive reports prior to coming to meetings through their email, which enables them to be much more prepared when they come to meetings, because they will be able to have some of this information upfront. Also on 6.4.3, I think there were recommendations in terms of how the committee, that is now page 14, in terms of how the committee can improve its relationship with the department. That is listed in the bullet points on 6.4.3. On number 7, that is 7.1 up to 7.3, I think it was mainly a question that was looking at how the committee views the work of the different entities and what the committee's understanding is in terms of what the entities are doing. The committee members were grouped and the respective groups were asked to look at what they think the different entities are supposed to be doing and whether there is a good understanding of the mandate and the work of the entity. So if you look at 7.1, it is actually the result of what that group thought the IDC and SEVA's mandate was, etc. up to 7.3. So basically, those points were looking at what members think those entities are doing and should be doing. I will not go into detail of that, Chairperson, with the permission. And on page 15. Okay. Yes, on page 16, I think that was more of the key area that we felt was important for the strategic plan session, because it was looking at what should be the committee looking at for 2013-2014 financial year. Now, if the committee does not work in isolation of what the department does, we really looked at what are the priority areas for the department for the financial year. and that is then indicated in 8.1, where the ED disparities for the coming year are listed in the bullet points. One, that is the continued technical support as the secretariat for the PICC, that is the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Commission. I think that was an area where the committee felt that it looks like a greater portion of the work of the department going forward will be around the work of the PICC. I think that was one of the key priority areas that we looked at, and the rest are listed in those bullets. Now, in terms of oversight, I think the committee also noted that it looks like there needs to be more focus also on the work of the commission, because in the previous years there has been more focus on FIFA and RDC. Therefore, for the financial year 2013-2014, there need to be more strength and focus on the work of the Competition Commission, the Tribunal, and ITEC. And one of the key issues that was also identified as a priority area, which had been a limitation and needs to be addressed going forward, is the relationship that the committee has with the entities. You will see that on page 17, the second paragraph, it indicates that by focusing more on entities, the committee pledged to build a strong relationship with the entities that will foster trust and lead to greater transparency, and that the entities currently do not have a clear understanding of the oversight role of the portfolio committee. Thus, sometimes we find that they come to the presentations without enough information or relevant information as required or desired by the committee. And during the strategic plan session, then it was identified that probably there needs to be much more clarity given to the entity in terms of them understanding what the role and the expectation of the committee is. Also, in 8.3, there was also a recommendation that there needs to be a roundtable discussion, especially around SMME and cooperatives. I'm highlighting that one because it has been incorporated in the PC program, the issue of the roundtable for SMME and cooperatives. So that has been informed by the recommendation coming out of the stress plan. In terms of the provincial visit, that is the oversight visit, it was noted that one area of improvement in arranging the oversight visit would be to ensure that there is greater coordination and alignment with the department and the entities in organizing the visit to the province. That's what I've kept. Chairperson, I think that members did receive their copies on time and were able to go through the document. May we engage with the document? Especially focusing on the areas that we feel really are going to be forming part of our activity for the financial year. And just to remind members, if you recall well, we indicated that this will be a very short year because it's the election year. So that's why we didn't come with a long list of activities. We thought the focus should be on areas that we feel will have a higher impact in terms of the work of the committee, and also in terms of the enlightenment of our communities on the areas that we, on the focus areas that we're dealing with, especially around SME development and around the work of the economic regulatory bodies.
we said we're going also to look at, take advantage of the policy platforms that the department always conducts. It is a dialogue where departments call in mostly external people to present on current issues or identify topics, mainly on macro issues, I think, that they normally deal with. If you recall where events that were invited to where I think in most of them Professor Stiglitz was part of, and I think he's also part of the advisory committee, economic advisory committee of the Minister's Economic Advisory Committee or panel. So it's we got information around issues. Especially that one would have benefited from were issues related to underdevelopment, what leads to underdevelopment, what can be done in order to bring about development. There were various issues that we dealt with, or those forums dealt with. There were issues around income inequality that were discussed. And I think in all those platforms, various stakeholders were invited, including also on the last one was in Pretoria, where we were invited. I think it was a roundtable where various experts were there to discuss the issues of development. I think it was myself, Dr. Mabasa, Mesotis, we managed to attend those events then, the last roundtable discussion in Pretoria. So this is our work, 2 days work, full day's work. It has been brought together into this document. I'm satisfied with what is here. What do you want to amend, what you want to add, or we just want to adopt it as it is? Can we discuss that demo?
Well, Chair, I can't speak with much authority because I'm not part of the strategic planning session, but read through this document before coming to this meeting when it was sent. I found it very informative. I think we did quite a lot of work, and the competition was very good. I see that in the different sections, there are some points that come out as recommendations. For example, on page 10, the four bullet points at the top of the page are basically just recommendations, a real recommendation that we could take as guiding our work. Also on page 7 and page 12, amongst those as recommendations. What we suggest here is maybe just for our own, to assist us in doing our work, is to take those, to lift them out of the document and make them as our guides, for our guiding points as we implement our work. Because basically what this say is what we must be doing to be able to be effective in doing our work. For example, also on page 12, the recommendations, number 1, 2, 3, just at the top of the page where it says EDD to oversight over the entities to ensure that the mandate of, these are things that should assist us to help our work. Also on page 11, just at the bottom of the graph, the graphic there, I think all those are just recommendations we need to internalize and be able to assist us to do our work. Otherwise, I find this document very well done. I think it's very helpful. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thanks,
Commissioner. I also agree with the demo, and thanks for the work well done. by the officials. And I agree also on the areas that Brenna was pointing out as areas where we can locate some issues for recommendations. And then, but I also assume that we should also take the opportunity just to correct here and there where it is, whether it is semantic errors or whether it is spellings. So if it is so, I would also want to take that opportunity to do so. And if we go to page 8, on the bullet there, I think we will have to ask our content specialist to try to get the word that we can substitute for to bring out. I think we should strive to get a better word for that. Page 8, the bullet, the first and the third bullet. The first and the third. Just to. Yes. In other words, I'm saying instead of to bring out, I think we must strive to get another word that can substitute that. I don't have the word right now.
You don't feel bring out.
It's clear in terms of talking understanding, I mean talking language, but in terms of written language, I think we should strive for something else. And then on page 13, on the first bullet of the four bullets in the middle, does the committee, I'm wondering if we introduce after impact, if we can have on, and then citizen, if we make it plural, and then if we skip that and go to the third bullet, I'm just thinking aloud that after the comma of is it directly, if we introduce is it doing so, doing so, I'm not, but it looks like we must introduce some words or a word after it. And then, pardon?
Can I just also add on to that?
Okay. Okay.
They said, I think it should be that the committee's work, or the committee's work.
Yes.
The same. And then also on the third bullet, if you allow me to check it, I'd rather it's the work of the committee. The work of committee.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I think for committee's sake, the committee must have been a capital C.
And in the same page, in the same page 13, also just to correct the spelling of cooperatives there after SMMEs, that's the first proper bullet after the three bullets. I mean proper sent paragraph after the three bullets. We could call it paragraph one or two, depending on if we can ignore the bullets, then it could become paragraph one on page 13, just the spelling of cooperatives. Yes. And then on page 14, where we have IDC and CIFA, I think we should challenge ourselves to see if we cannot improve the phrasing, because the phrasing as it stands, it's okay for us because we have been moving with the subject matter and the development of issues. But if it is read by a third person, the third person will not realize that a component of the IDC also constitutes CIFA. So it's a bigger challenge, because, but that's the main point that I'm making.
Come again?
The component of IDC also constitutes CIFA, the small element of what we call the business a part of IDC. Is it
explained?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then I think, let me see, I'm finishing with the last page 17.
Is it a fully owned?
I would also say, indeed, it must be looked at. Then my last one on 8.2, on page 17, the portfolio committee aims to be more effective. I'm just thinking aloud that it looks like focus will do better than effective. The very first sentence. Because we are not the portfolio committee aims to be more effective. I don't think we have ever aimed not to be effective. I think we should rather have focus. I don't know how we can use it to substitute effective. Thanks, colleague.
Thanks, also to like Ngatemu, who I wasn't part of the
No, you were part of the first party, yeah.
Okay.
Not
yeah, I never knew that I would land into this committee instead.
Yeah.
But I think quite a good report. Just a point to make on the roundtable discussions is quite a good innovation, well received, that should be pursued, I think, rigorously by the committee. But I think we should also state it upfront that part of this discussion or raising discussions on the roundtable should be also based on the thrust of the department. It's an important element of coordination and integration of government efforts. I don't think it was a public relations exercise, the creation of this department. It's important in terms of fostering a common vision on economic transformation agenda in the country. So issues around coordination and supervision of the vision, when we discuss with the department, it will be an apologetic part of it is to grapple to what extent the department succeeds in terms of ensuring that issues of economic transformation and consensus on broad areas around the transformation agenda. So I'm just saying some of these roundtable discussions should even just merely, for instance, share the important social cause of NGP, higher education, basic education, green economy, all those things, they remain significant in terms of our oversight activities with the department. So I'm just highlighting that the issue of coordination and integration of the broader economic vision is an important matter.
If you read the whole paragraph. If you continue the effectiveness of this oversight, read the whole paragraph. It says, even two on page 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It says maybe our focus will not even, cover all entities. Maybe giving them even time, if we can do with that, nothing effective, but something that has to do with our program, how we plan our oversight to ensure that we give them equal time, which is not possible to equal time. It depends upon the challenges where we focus. But it's like others were not giving attention.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairperson, in addition to what was recommended by Nathaniel and others, I'll speak to the nation. I think it would also be good for us to take care of what
I think what is important is that
because we were joined by a few new members after we had visited the agency office and the department, the department office. I think we must agree on the department. For the last time we visited the department, it was not okay at the park, the ICT park in Pretoria. I think we must revisit just to check the difference now about the department. And maybe we should incorporate that into our next oversight meeting, as we say, or maybe like my new policy say, instead of holding meetings here, we'll put one of the things. We'll go to some of the ICT offices, because now people are there. So people are both in the children and also in the ICT offices. So we might also need to go there. But then we have the rest are at the ICT. Commission and the ITEC also at the ITEC park, so they are all house students. When we were planning to go to Kenya, because we're going to look at the micro-lending issues, or issues related to corporate on micro-lending. Let's say Mabasa team in the DCI decided to go to Kenya. So, so also that our potential to go there. We were left with the issue around the only one was in India. India, where we were going to check how the element is. Because when I was in India with the system, if you recall, when I came back, I did report that there were about 2 hours told there were more than 200. The way they define SMM is not identical. For instance, they have little shops underground. You know, they're so big and everything of their, I think you were there, no? Oh yeah, you went to I think the people I went with to India would tell you, with, you know, they're very small things. And all those are taken, you know, the amount of taxes, they are taken small, this small, they're brought in like, of course, if you know Russia, this small, you know, this cars, Russian cars, that can be, they're so light that you can even do. We used to call them both. Very light, they're taxes, all green and yellow, there are many of them there. Those are people that also call. They might be in a corporate form, but we fall under that element. So their categorization and their definition and everything is different from us. Maybe that's why they're so advanced in
we should touch base with him. But he also mentioned the issue now, he's now mentioned the issue of election. Maybe we need to do it officially so that he can plan things to happen. That makes it official that we want to apply to go to India as a portfolio committee to learn about the two. We can give Russia, China and India, because those are the countries that the committee that we should find, China and Russia, because Kenya is already there, so we can take up the Kenya. I don't know if you still feel that, and then I want the direction that they come out. Can we put that into writing so that if the rent is declined, maybe I need to go to the speaker also to motivate.
Yeah.
Because I saw some churches go direct to the speaker. Just to not update why. It's important that we go. But we take it as a must say. The last tranche is going now in July. So if we are given, then it will be now July. We should motivate because we only went once and the other part was cut. So our trip was cut short. So it will still motivate that then. Because of that, we are short of another. Because other committees have been detected. Otherwise, we have left to look for a conference now. And then add on that, go on an international conference and then add on. Like this one in Japan, I think we met in the interview, mainly because the JICA said the chairperson didn't want to open up to any other people, because it could only finance me. So if we get others, we then make an application. Even if they say not everybody, we can show those that we can emphasize the other on movement and the opposition or whatever the opposition is. There are one or two. And that also proportional division of people that are anyway. There has to be members. But we will motivate as much. So if we agree on that, request that you already from tomorrow morning process that so that we can contribute. And I can be able to sign before maybe tomorrow and then say I'm going to sign it. So the leadership is the same. Okay? No, let's start with India first. No, we can't make sure. No, remember the book. Because they are all for us. It's going to be more expensive. It's going to be more expensive. Even if it's a weak member, it's still a lot. Okay, are we in agreement?
Yes.
I think if there are other members who want to participate in terms of the changes, but I thought you would make those amendments, which were not that substantial but very important. I think we all agree the document, at least for the first time, we have a piece of what we need to do is just to, the way it's structured, it forms part of our work. And I like the fact that just after every area of focus, like we did, these are the very, those are not part of the needs about our land. So the very the workshop, the participation of the area, the principles that involved in sitting there, we have talked about it well. And we were able to address everything to each of them. So it was just there and also there. And it gave us an opportunity to look at ourselves and look at how best we can improve. Because we can also work on the best. And it also helps us to look back and say, hey, by the way, we are doing this, but are we on the right track? If not, what is the way we can correct? So thank you. Thank you for us, for the work.
But I just
Ivan.
Ivan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Evan. Yes. The fact that you are in the meeting, I think it's okay. But then the challenge is that the secretary cannot give out the responses before she brings them to the meeting,
yeah,
or she brings them to the attention of the members. So that's the only challenge.
Okay.
Maybe what you are bringing in is very important. What TMG is bringing is very important. We need to say, okay, after having received those, instead of introducing them to the members, we also table them to the meeting so that you can have an opportunity to have, you know, copies of those responses. I think that's how we're going to be continuing that, like going forward, so that the secretary doesn't find itself in a difficult situation of whether to receive the document to you or not. You can tell them that you're going to correct that. I will also respond in writing to that. We want to apologize for that, but also I assure you that they do respond. They respond to the report.
Okay, sure.
That was just an notification to members. Also, that is a concern from PMGO. Otherwise, members, thank you very much for your attendance and participation, and sorry for inconvenience to you.